Hello, Ricky and Felix. This is Adam, and here's some feedback for the emails and letter you wrote for the exhibition complaint. Okay, so your first email, your subject line is a little bit long. Also, remember, no S on advice. So no S on advice. Also, use capitals for the important words. So A, capital A for advice, capital H for handling, capital C for case. Okay, and then in your first email, I am now working on a complaint, okay, and then one customer has complained, so ED, and can you give me some advice, change advice to help here, can you give me some help? Okay, then second email, that subject line's okay, and then I'm writing to request, no for after request here, I'm writing to request your approval, okay. Of my suggestions, because you got more than one suggestion, and then one online registration. Okay, good heading, and then one customer. You're saying one customer has complained again. ED, maybe caused by registration of too many people, which leads to server. Check your spelling for server overloading. ING. So your recommendation should upgrade the server to one with greater capacity. Okay, and then your second problem, the venue is only crowded in parts at certain times of the day. Okay, so in parts at certain times of the day you need to write. And then the leaflets, as we are environmentally friendly, and then again past tense, we have not prepared ED. And then rather than want in this one, say if the customer would like the product information he is concerned about, we can put the leaflet of the product information online. Okay, quite good. And then in your letter, and then rather than have concerned, are concerned about. And then generally you got to focus more on your solutions rather than the problem, because the customer already knows what the problem is. He told you about the problem, so you've got to focus on the solution. So like, in order to prevent this happening again, we're going to upgrade the server. That's the solution. That's what the customer wants to know. He doesn't want you to tell him what the problem was, because he told you already what the problem was. Using regret to inform you, that sounds too negative. If he's asking for compensation and you're refusing compensation, okay, use regret. Here you're just saying we disagree that it was overcrowded. So again, focus more on your investigation and you're saying it's not overcrowded. And then you say we cannot supply you the leaflet, but then you say it's online, so you can supply. Okay, so make sure you don't contradict yourself. And then at the end, you include free tickets, but you don't get permission for the free tickets from your boss. So you got to, if you give any compensation, you got to write about. If you give any compensation, you must write about that in your second email to your boss. Get permission for giving compensation. Okay, so if you make the corrections, then you'll end up writing a better email and letter in your assessment. Okay.